This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Can't wait to get in the car and turn on the Kevin Jackson Show. You're amazing. Thank you so much for seeing everything the way it is and telling it like it is. You're incredible, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Well, I thank you, young lady, from the bottom of my heart, because that is high praise. The Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to, KJRadio.com. I love when you guys give me feedback because it helps us make a better show. That's what this is about. This is for you. This is not for me. I'll be honest. I've got some things to do. We're fundraising for our SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. I was in Naples, Florida, met with a bunch of very accomplished people. And, you know, they called me up. Hey, Kev, we got to do more. We got to do more. We got to get you out for development. And I mean, I'm not bragging, but these are people that they get it. They understand my passion for education and what's happening in the black community, what's happening in the community at large, how the social justice agenda has permeated all elements of society. They want somebody pushing back, and they're like, Kevin, we got to get you out there pushing back on this. So we're in the process of doing that, and I'm telling you, it takes a tremendous amount of time. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about the great me. That's a joke. But I really want you guys to find out more about us and get involved. 844-551-8255. Five were charged in an MS-13 linked slaying of a Virginia teen who was stabbed 100 times and then burned. These animals are in this country being let in by the Democrats who don't have a care in the world about it. They don't care about your safety. All they care about is a narrative that says, oh, you're separating children from their parents at the border. So what? MS-13 animals are out here. They want to abolish. I'm talking about Ocasio-Cortez and other Democrats are talking about abolishing immigration control and enforcement, the very people, ICE, who take these animals off the street, put them in prison, or send them back to the crap holes where they come from, and they don't want this to happen. In fact, many of these various states want to provide sanctuary. They are running on the idea of providing sanctuary. Gavin Newsom of California, the new governor, who is crazier than Moonbeam Jerry Brown, who finally got a little bit of sanity towards the end of his administration. Too little, too late, Jerry. But Gavin Newsom wants to provide sanctuary. He does not want to protect Americans. Citizens, how do they get away with this? Oh, you want to know? Oh, okay. Well, they get away with this because we let them. They get away with this because there's no pushback. They believe that they're right because they live in a bubble of ignorance where people tell them that they're right. Nothing penetrates because it's a hard shell. Their bubble of ignorance is a hard shell. You can't shoot it with an AR-15, okay? That won't make it happen. It'll just bounce right off. What penetrates is when we collectively get our voices together. That is that the cacophony of conservatism, those voices, is the most powerful thing on the planet. It has won world wars. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, folks. KJRadio.com. Lots going on in the news that I want to discuss. I don't know if you guys saw this story, but, we're going to talk a little bit more about O'Rourke. Personally, I don't even need to have a discussion about this clown. To me, it's the Jussie Smollett case. It's going to continue to grow because he's going to say more and more stupid things and talk more. The more he's on the campaign trail, the more like Ocasio-Cortez-like he becomes. So we're going to be talking about him, but I want to just highlight a few things that he's talked about recently where he's been caught in lies or they talk about his record because we need to just start torpedoing these guys. But let's not torpedo them too soon, and here's why. Because they're spending money. Yeah, O'Rourke is going to suck a lot of people in, and I say let him do it. He's like one of those, what do they call it, the undertow, the whirlpools in the water. He's just going to just – the boats will start to circle, the leftist boats, and then he's going to suck them down into the vortex and drown them. When it turns out that people go, oh, my gosh, I didn't know that about him. Yeah, it's that bad. KJRadio.com, Kevin Jackson. So we are going to talk about Robert. See, I almost called him by his Mexican name, but he's Irish. Now, we should just send him a bar of Irish Spring. That would be a good thing. Like, we get these little spongy mock-ups of Irish Spring, and we send them to O'Rourke to remind him of his real heritage. I like that. I'm going to jot that down. I'm just going to write down Irish Spring while I'm here, because that would be a nice thing to do. Irish Spring. Or, he's always after me Lucky Charms. So we send him a little leprechaun. Yeah, I'm going to write that down, too. We sent him a leprechaun. Leprechaun. How do you spell con? K-O-N? I'm messing with you. I know how to spell leprechaun. C-O-N. Anyway, just messing with y'all. I know how to spell. C-H-A-U-N, okay? My producers are like, yeah, whatever. Yeah, I can spell. I'll remind you guys, I was the 8th grade UIL spelling champ from my school, and I wasn't even homeschooled. Yeah, I was the 8th grade spelling champ. You know what word got me? Oh, so get this. Me and a girl named Donna Root, we were the champs. We both got 100 on the spelling test. But then, I'll never forget this, Mr. Lifesty, like you guys got to know his name, but he was our algebra teacher. He came to me and he goes, Kev, he goes, you're not going to regionals. And I went, what? I go, I got 100. He goes, no. He goes, when we looked over the test further, the computer caught it, that they missed it. But I misspelled fledgling. I spelled it F-L-E-G-D-I-N-G versus D-G-I-N-G. And it was real strict. You had to keep all your loops and letters and make sure all the I's and T's, you know, it was all the, but they all, every human missed it, but the computer flagged fledgling. So I came in second. I still can't stand that Donna Root to this day. I'm just kidding. Donna's a very bright girl. I think she ended up being valedictorian or salutatorian for the school. I was out. I was out of the running because I was already valedictorian from my previous school, and they wouldn't allow me to have that. Anyway, so what was I talking about? What's that? Maybe I should set up the show. I've already set it up. We're going to talk about the AR-15. We're going to talk about Beto O'Rourke. We're going to talk about Senator Defectors, President Trump, and going against his agenda, things like that. Because here's the deal. Look, they think they have a good excuse for why these 12 senators defected on President Trump. And, of course, he's going to veto it, but I don't think it's going to be a good excuse.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. FlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at FlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. FlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I tell you, I love how these leftists are so willy-nilly with the Constitution when it suits them, but then staunchly constitutional when they feel like it suits them. Right? Here's my case in point. The Second Amendment. Now we're hearing things like, well, they should have no, the Second Amendment didn't include weapons of war. Really? So what were weapons of war in the 1800s? What were weapons of war? What were weapons of war in the 1700s? Remember when people used sticks and rocks? Those are weapons of war. Then we went to bow and arrows and, you know, I don't know, these, what do they call that thing that would, a cloverture or somewhere would like throw the big rock at you, or cannons or whatever. Look, everything is a weapon of war. Fist and feet are weapons of war. When all else fails. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is here listening to. So the Democrats love to change the game.
The Constitution wasn't written to talk about, you know, semi-automatic handguns.
Really? What was it meant to talk about? Was it meant to talk about televisions? You know, and how the word gets out and the media takes over and all these other things. What was it meant to talk about? I mean, it's such an anachronism. That means displacing time. It's like having a watch on somebody in the 1800s, you know, when you're making a TV show. So this idea that they didn't know, you know, this didn't fit the time. The Constitution was clear. A man's right to bear arms is not to be infringed upon, to be abridged in any way. And I don't, now don't misunderstand me. I don't want people owning nukes, but don't tell me what I can't own in terms of my self-protection. And if it turns out, for the sake of this discussion, that nukes is the way to go, like I have a mini nuke bullet, and that's the best bullet on the planet, then I'm going to go with the nukes. 844-551-8255. They're trying to be clever about it. The left are stealing your guns, stealing your rights little by little, and they're sneaky about it. Even with domestic violence, any domestic violence charge, nope. Federal law, you can't have a weapon anymore. I mean, it could be as mundane as somebody, a wife pushing her husband in front of police, which has happened. I watch Cops. It's happened. Domestic violence. Boom. No gun. That woman can no longer protect herself. Not with a firearm. It's ridiculous. So, and these things are retroactive. I mean, the laws are written in such a way that it's just a little slow creep to getting your weapons. Anyway, this guy, well, before I even get to that, I want to talk about Beto O'Rourke and what he said about the AR-15. Here's what he had to say. This will tell you all you need to know.
We allow people in this country to buy weapons that were designed, engineered, and sold to the United States military for the express purpose of killing people as effectively as possible in as great a number as possible. And an AR-15 gunshot wound, that high-impact, high-velocity round, will blow a hole through your back the size of an orange. You will bleed to death before anybody can get to you and save your life, because that's exactly what it was designed to do, to keep that enemy soldier down and not claim the life of one of our own. Now, if you own an AR-15, keep it. Continue to use it responsibly and safely. I just don't think that we need to sell any more weapons of war into this public.
Hey, I love getting permission from a former hacker, dope head, failed musician, failed politician that says, hey, listen, if you own an AR-15 right now, keep it. But I just don't believe we should be selling any more weapons of war. Well, who are you to tell us what we can sell? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Can you just imagine the hubris of a person who says, okay, if you have them, I'll let you keep those, but you can't have them going forward. So in other words, the generation from this moment forward, if he had his way, you can't have a weapon to protect yourself, not an AR-15. So what next? What's going to be the next weapon of war? And what's funny about it is, and I think we played this clip the other day, but look, O'Rourke doesn't have an idea about ballistics of bullets. He doesn't understand about the ballistics of weapons and so on and so forth. But he wants to tell you what to do with your weapon and, you know, essentially legislate based on ignorance. And for the record, there is nothing that can be said here. And I told you guys, I think I used the idea of a laser at the time. But what's going to be the next weapon of war? I mean, think about all the technology that's gone into a cell phone. Let's just use that as an example. Because I'm going to be honest with you. Guns are archaic in comparison. When I was a design engineer, electrical design engineer, I designed supercomputers. And we would design, they were called multi-parallel processing computers, and we would have 20 nodes in a system. So we had 20 computer systems, and the idea was those 20 computer systems could all work on a separate function separately. Now, we never got 1-to-1 scale, but you'd get like a 14-to-1 scale if you had a fully loaded multi-parallel processing system. These carts were about 16 to 18 inches by 18 inches. They were big carts that slid into these big cabinets that had to be cooled in these huge rooms, okay? We used a 386 processor and a Motorola 68020 or 68030, depending upon what model you had. And we had another computer called a system monitor that started the entire system up. And I will promise you, the system that I built, it was a 20-node computer system with all this high tech and all this other stuff. And I was there. I worked as a tech at the time because I hadn't finished graduating college. But I was on the system that we built sold to NASA and other colleges and universities in their supercomputer labs. That computer isn't even a, it's barely a chip inside of your cell phone. So I want you to think about your cell phone in terms of everything that it does. It now has your recorder. Well, first of all, it's a phone, and it's a very convenient phone because it's a phone you can take anywhere you want. It's very portable, right? Your phone that I, the phone I used when I was a kid, you, it had a cord on it, and you were lucky if you had one that would reach into another room with the receiver that would reach into another room. That was your phone. So you had your phone, and then you, you have a camera, right? Just a take a picture camera. Your mind lets pictures move, and it does all kinds of crazy things. You can edit the thing so you don't have to have the software and all that. I want you to think about what it took to edit a picture and all that. Then you have a video camera, right? And that video camera, they've proven, can make motion picture films. I mean, if you, they, Apple did a movie where they had six people with cameras film stuff, and they made an actual movie with Apple. I'm not talking about Apple 10s. I'm talking about Apple 4s or something like that. So can you imagine what the Apple 10 can do now? I mean, it's got Zoom capability. You can put microphone systems on there, directional mics, things like that. So you have that in your phone. You have a notepad in your phone. You have a voice recorder in your phone. You have the ability to research and look at anything on your phone. You have television on your phone. You can do everything on your phone. So I want you to translate that to the gun. Okay? Let's talk about the gun. So the gun is archaic. The Israelis have guns that can reach around corners. Oh, shoot, we're out of time, huh? Okay, well, we'll come back in just a minute, and I'll finish talking about this. Hang in there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas. PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bills. Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Suspected mail bomber Cesar Sayoc Jr. is due in a Manhattan court today to enter a guilty plea. There's no word exactly on what he'll plead guilty to, but prosecutors have charged him with 30 counts, including using a weapon of mass destruction. The Florida man is accused of mailing mail bombs to prominent Democrats and critics of President Trump, including actor Robert De Niro. Shifting foams may be to blame for the increased levels of benzene near the remains of a large chemical plant fire in Texas.
ITC responders are working actively to reduce the cause.
that may be responsible for the elevated levels.
That's Intercontinental Terminal Company spokesman Alice Richardson promising that crews are working safely and carefully. Richardson also noted that the shelter in place for local residents is only being done as a precautionary measure. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Restore your vehicle's lost power by cleaning your entire fuel system with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Right now, buy one bottle, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Keep your engine clean and improve performance with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Buy one, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody. We left off where I was talking about the gun as being very archaic in terms of its evolution. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. And I was using the cell phone as an example of just saying when you put ingenuity into something and you say, what can I do in this object that you carry around that is now pretty much indispensable. I mean, take away somebody's cell phone and it's a panic because nobody remembers phone numbers anymore. You can put hundreds, if not thousands, of numbers in your phone and just call them up. It'll bring up pictures. It'll bring up the last conversation you had. It'll give you the history of when you talked to them. If you want to use your cell phone as a repository, it is it's practically a biblioteca. It is a library of everything you've done. It tracks everywhere you go. You can go find food locations, restaurants near you. You can find gas stations near you. As I said, you can watch TV. You can watch movies. You can listen to music. You can obviously make phone calls, record conversations, jot down text message conversations, receive text messages. Say, hey, listen, I'm going to be a little bit late today, blah, blah, blah. Send, and people get that message. It translates. It'll translate languages. Have I made my point? KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So the cell phone has evolved in such a way that it's truly a miraculous thing when you think about it. It's miraculous. All the power that has been put into a single little device like this, that, as I said, the computers that I designed when I was designing supercomputers now are just a little component of the cell phone. The cell phone is more powerful. The processors in the cell phone are more powerful than the supercomputers that I worked on. Not to mention, it truly is a multifunctioning device. You can be on your phone and searching for directions, or your navigation can be turn right at the next corner while you're having a conversation with somebody. That is what's called parallel processing. And it's doing that in a multitude of ways. Your phone has 3, 4, 5 antennas now that translate all the different technologies from CDMA to TDMA to cellular to whatever. It's amazingly sophisticated. But a gun, you have a revolver, and you've got a, what do they call it? You know, the ones with a clip. So there's not been a whole lot of technology in guns. It isn't like the gun goes, okay, I detect the enemy and yada yada. I mean, you got night vision, you got a few other things. But I want you to imagine if you took all the technology that's in a cell phone and you put that thought from a firearm into that. So the Israelis have a deal where you can – a bullet can shoot around a corner. You can look around, the scope will look around the corner, see the target, aim on the target, and send the bullet, you know, that like on a loop. Think of one of those the slip and slides, right? Or the slides at the theme parks. The bullet just and go hit somebody that way. So you have some of that. There's been a little bit of tech, improvements in tech where you don't have to peek your head around the corner and get it blown off. And so on. But in the scheme of things, guns haven't really done that much. There's been increase in bullet technologies and the amount of, you know, powder and, you know, versus, and I'm sure there's powder technology that makes it more explosive or whatever else. There's been, you know, people that have tipped the bullets with titanium or some other metal or ceramic tipped bullets that can go through vests and things like this. But in the scheme of things, it really hasn't, the technology hasn't improved that much. But what the Democrats want you to believe is that we've come to a level of sophistication of killing that makes the firearm much more dangerous today than it was before. There's some truth to that. Sure, technology is caught up and you know, people are definitely, you know, and certainly in war using these things, using, you know, much more firepower. But, you know, the bullet is still dangerous. I mean, most people aren't wearing vests. The bullet is dangerous. A 22 can be just as deadly as a 30-06, you know, in the right hands. So there hasn't been a whole lot of technology changes, but what O'Rourke wants you to believe, and we played a clip earlier of him saying, you know, if you like your AR-15, you can keep your AR-15. If you like your gun dealer, you can keep your gun dealer. That was essentially what he was saying. He says, you can keep, if you have an AR-15, own it, no problem. But I don't think you should be making it, using them going forward. What technological advances do you expect? I just want you to stop and ask yourself for just a minute, what do you think is going to happen to the firearm when finally somebody looks at it and goes, you know what, I can make this much more effective. I remember seeing a cell phone looking gun. It broke down to the size of a cell phone. And then you could undo it like a transformer, choop, 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 and it could shoot. Theoretically, I can't remember if it was real or not. But here's my point. At some point, the technological advances that have gone to the cell phone are going to go into the gun industry. And you're going to have things like identify friend or foe. You're going to have, you're going to have all this military high tech that's available at your fingertips. And it's going to have night vision. It's going to have blinding capability. It's going to have sonic boom. It's going to have mace. It's going to have bullets, or it's going to have a laser or something. And it's going to be, what are you going to say then, leftists? What's going to be your excuse at that point? Anyway, I want to segue into a story about the AR-15, because there's a guy in Missouri, sponsored House Bill number 1108, called the McDaniel Militia Act. And would offer an income tax credit for 75% of the purchase of an AR-15 up to a cumulative $1 million statewide per tax year. Every resident of this state, he says, shall own at least one AR-15. Any person who qualifies as a resident on August 28th of 2019 who does not own an AR-15 shall have 1 year to purchase an AR-15, reads the bill. Any resident qualifies as a resident after August 28, 2019 and does not own it has 1 year after a qualifying resident. I think I just said, yeah. So McDaniel, he says, is aware that the bill has a zero chance of passing, but he hopes it will make the point on mandates in general. He says it points out the absurdity of the opposite side in their proposal to add more requirements and barriers for law-abiding citizens. Now, he's a former deputy sheriff, and he says this will get back at him. I don't know. What are your thoughts? 844-551-8255. I don't see this getting back at him necessarily, and I see it as almost I don't know. I think it may have the opposite effect. This is just me ripping on it as I read it. Forcing people to buy an AR-15. What if you don't want an AR-15? What if you want an AR-10? What if you want a 30-06? What if you just want handguns? I mean, for the AR-15, why? And I think his point is that's the one that's under assault, pardon the pun, the assault weapon under assault. And it's not even an assault weapon. It's a rifle. It's a rifle. And it, because of the firearm, the 7.62 cartridge, it has a much better muzzle velocity than most other weapons. As far as destructive capability, let me tell you, an AR-15, it'll kill you, but it won't kill you as dead as a 243. It won't kill you as dead as a 30-06 or a 30-30. So And then maybe I'm getting some of these, you know, because I'm not studying the ballistics of these things. But here's what I'll tell you. I hunted with every rifle I just told you, from a 222 to a 243 to a 30-06 to a 330. And I'm going to tell you, the 222 is a pretty small bore bullet. It's not that big of a deal. But all those other three, they will bring you down. I mean, I've brought down big game with those rifles. So the idea that the AR-15 is the one that's going to do the most is just crazy to me. And I hate that we have people running around spouting. I get upset. My sister, she will talk about, she's now certified with the NRA as a trainer. She got into guns 2 years ago and went wacky. So she's a certified trainer, and she makes her own bullets now. Bought a machine to make her own bullets. She talks about grains and muzzle velocity and different, you know, whatever. You know, I've given you all the limits of my knowledge of guns and bullets in this broadcast. But she knows it cold now. And I think to myself, I don't want to get that educated on stuff. Here's what, I like keeping things simple. You shouldn't be able to tell me what rifle or firearm I own in order to protect my family. I want the best that's out there. Now, Kevin, we don't get to have fully automatic weapons. I'm fine with that. My finger can move pretty quick. You know, I can pull that fast. Could I do this? No, but I could. I can pull that fast. So why are we even having this discussion? Why are we having a discussion of if you could predate your AR-15 for this date, you can keep it, but after this you can't? Because I remember Obamacare. So I know that's not true. I know that's not what you want. Why are we having a discussion about what is one rifle more dangerous than another? They kill. They all kill. There are 22 rifles, you know, that don't seem like they're that big. They're, yeah, it's not a powerful weapon, but it can kill. Why are we having this debate? I think when we step back and understand this is how the left gets us to start talking about their nonsense, maybe
this
we'll stop.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I gotta tell you, I love watching these media backfires. And I don't know, was this lady, her name is Dr. Quatta Ahmed. And I'm not sure if she was on CNN or MSNBC, but it was one of those channels. And I think the moderator expected her to be anti-Trump, and it backfired. Here's the clip.
Viewers should know that this administration is often castigated as Islamophobic, but I move in the Muslim world, in Egypt, in Oman, in Jordan, in Iraqi Kurdistan, where this president is beloved. This president and the Republican Party, going back to George Bush, is very dearly held. Today is the anniversary of Halabja, the massacre of 180,000 Kurds at the hands of Saddam Hussein. That only changed because of a Republican president. So it's very important not to lose so much perspective that we start believing our entire government is Islamophobic. That's not the case.
If you're like me, you don't know a whole lot about Islam, and we very well may fall prey to some of the propaganda. Now, before you guys start attacking me, Kevin, they practice Sharia law and they, you know, demean women and they stone them and all. I know all that occurs, but I will say this: I don't believe that to be mainstream. Now, the argument then becomes, well, who wins out? There's got to be moderates in that, in the place. I saw a woman get executed publicly on a video as people walked by. So I get the point that what would be barbaric to us becomes normal when the radicals are running, which is where we are in the United States, by the way. We've got leftists running our country. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. I'm not making any excuses for Islam, Sharia law, the treatment of women, the treatment of gays, and all the other things. The religion shouldn't be about that type of stuff. If your religion, my religion says, you know, being gay is a sin, but I don't look at it as, well, let's stone them. I look at it as, I pray for them like I pray for the liar, like I pray for the cheat, like I pray for the thief. You know, I don't look at it any different. But I don't want to throw them off of a building or stone them. I believe a woman, if she really wants to live a biblical life, she understands the power in her being the right hand man to her, right hand person to her man. She understands that power. For a guy to have a confidant of that level, you know, and a woman just says, okay, I want to defer on you to make a decision because I'm trusting in your vision as a man, because ultimately you're going to protect this family, yada, yada, yada. Now, I know we live in a time where Ronda Rousey may be able to beat up her husband. I don't know. But the way that man is made, and I know this is going to be controversial. This is one of these deals where somebody will get this podcast and go, Kevin's anti-woman. Whatever. I know what I feel. But in a typical relationship, the man is represents the protector, and he should be treated like a protector should be treated, with respect. However, it's got to be earned. It's got to be earned. The Bible is very clear. You know, a woman doesn't submit, and I use that word, quite frankly, just to piss off a few lefties, but the Bible doesn't require a woman to submit to a man unless he's earned it. And so she voluntarily says, I will let you be the decision maker, whatever. She's allowing it. It isn't that she's not capable. Now, you know, we can get into splitting hairs and all that, but you find a good woman who says, look, I believe in you. I trust you. I'm going to allow you to run this family. But a stronger woman who understands it will go, but if you don't do it right, I'll take over. See, that's the caveat that doesn't get talked about. A woman only biblically has to follow a guy if he's living by biblical principle, etc. Now, I don't want to get all preachy, but I'm just saying that we get mischaracterized, if you will, miscast as a bunch of barbarians who think of women as being subservient and all that. That's not the case. Not at least not in my religion. And I think I'm pretty sure I know what your religion is as well. Women are not secondary to man, other than the fact that they willingly submit and say, you know what, you have proven to me that I need to give my respect and awe to you. But the guy does the same thing. It's always funny to me when, you know, women feel like, I've heard them have these discussions about how they feel little and all that, and I go, then you've got the wrong guy. The right guy will make you feel like you can conquer the world. There's a Bible, and I know many people say this, she's a reflection of the man. If you have a weak woman, it's a reflection of you. If you have a weak man, ladies, it's a reflection of you. You should not be giving yourself to a weak guy. You should be lifting him up. He, in turn, lifts you up, and you guys all, you know, the ocean rises for everybody. You will have stronger children. Think about a family where, you know, everybody sort of understands that. I dare you. Look at the kids. They're very together. I don't care whether it's male or female. They understand it. The girl will go, I can't wait to find a guy like my dad, and I can't wait to go out and be like my mom. A son will be, I want to be like my dad, and I want to find a woman like my mom. That's what you find when you find those types of relationships. And that's our religion. I believe that. I think conservatism is not separate from religion. I think conservatism defines religion. It's part of it, because it's looking for It's looking to take chaos out of situations, to bring order, to follow a system of managing your life. Best way to put it. Many people talk about the Bible. The Bible is a guidebook for how to manage your life. You follow it. Doesn't mean life will be easy, but it will be orderly. You'll be able to take care of anything that comes your way. It's funny because when I was a kid, I was always afraid of dying. I was like, oh, man, you're going to die. And now it's like, look, you're prepared. That's what the understanding the biblical principle and understanding what it means not to compromise and that you stick to your guns and that you are a person of character. That's when you say, come with me. I'm good with it. We all are going to die, so big deal. Anyway, this doctor goes on. She talks about the president being beloved. He's beloved in Oman and in Egypt, and she named these Middle Eastern countries. Yeah, I'm sure there are countries where they don't like him. Countries that want to implement the most heinous form of government. They want to implement theocracies around the world. They have a hated stance against Israel. They have a hated stance against Western culture. They see us as debauchers. They see the left in us. They don't see the right in us. If I were a group of people who were living on religious principle, I'd be pretty mad at the United States. I'd be mad at everybody there for allowing leftism to fester, metastasize, and become the worst form of cancer that is spread throughout the world. I would be mad at that. I wouldn't want to kill them, but I'd be mad at it. I can understand the Muslims' point. I'm going to be very clear. I'm not telling you I love the lifestyle and all that. But I do know Dr. Zudi Zasser is a friend of mine. Lives in Arizona. This guy is he's one of the most fun guys to be around. He is anti any of the nonsense that these radical Muslims are doing. And there is nothing about him that I find offensive in any way. I've been in multiple situations with him. He is a crack up, beautiful family, yada, yada. And, you know, so I'm not telling you how to think about this. I'm just telling you that I'm always very skeptical now on anything where somebody tells me these people are evil. This is the way it is. And it's made of experience. But at the same time, I'm like Reagan, trust but verify. But this Dr. Kuta Ahmed says that on the anniversary of, I think she called it Halabja, was a massacre of 180,000 Muslims. You know who stopped it? George Bush. I'm not a Bush fan, but I was cheering for Bush when we were doing the Gulf War. I was the one that was up there, you know, waking up, you know, had to go to work at the butt crack of dawn, and I'm watching it all night, watching the bombs go off and Schwarzkopf coming and giving all the updates and stuff, man. I was glued to it. And I was very happy when George Bush ousted Saddam Hussein and when he allowed millions of Iraqi women to now go out and become free. They could go out and go to school. I remember when two Iraqi women, they were the first graduates after Bush had freed them. And I remember all the hassle that the left was giving George Bush for having freed a group of people and deposed a tyrant based on a UN sanctions that, I mean, we had already done. There was nothing to argue. And everybody was still against it. Look, I don't know whether we should have gone in or not in terms of UN resolutions and all that, but they had enough resolutions. They said, okay, it needs to be gone. I'm not into regime change and all that, but let's face it. The outcome of that was pretty amazing. And so Donald Trump is chasing ISIS back. He's doing all these wonderful things. And this lady comes on and says, you're losing perspective because your media wants you to think that Trump is hated. He's not hated. You know who was hated in the Muslim community? Barack Obama.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.